Where the battle rages is where the loyalty of the soldier is proved. That quote is from Martin Luther, not to be confused with Martin Luther King, but Martin Luther. What's up, guys, girls, women, men? It is Jacob from the JDT podcast. And we are back in a new year of 2022. We are here to do it better than we did last year. And we are here to move on, promote ourselves into bigger and better places, and to keep going. We have to keep the fight going, regardless of how many battles we feel that we are in, how many wars we face each and every day, each and every hour, minute, second. We must keep fighting. That's what today is all about, the wars during the battle. And when I talk about the wars during the battle, I don't mean like a physical war, although I am in the military. I don't mean that. What I am discussing today and what I will be going over today is the fight that we have each and every day to keep our motivation, keep our spirit, you know, stay devoted to what it is we said we were going to do. So our word, our goals, everything, our lives. Because it's so many times and moments where we feel like things have gotten too hard. We feel tried. We're tired, so tired, where you want to lay in bed a little bit longer. You want to, let's say, just take an off day or a rest day and give yourself a moment to, you know, re-energize or reboot or regroup yourself, especially your mental, because when you're mentally tired, you're draining out your body even more. So let's get right into it. Let's not waste any more time, any further introduction, nothing, none of that. But as I said, this conversation that we are having, and yes, I call all of my episodes, all of my videos, everything, a conversation, because I love when people interact with me. We're all working together to get better. That's the sole purpose of this podcast. So let's continue to interact with each other, and by all means, continue to reach out to me. If you're viewing this video, this beanie that I have on is from my brother's clothing line. It's called Live Wilder by Marcus Wilder. It's a good friend of mine, but definitely my brother. We check in with each other. Definitely a dope clothing brand, and I had to rock and I support, you know. It's all the way out here in Dubai with me, so I cannot complain. But many of us face battles every day. They come in different shapes, forms, and sizes. And one of the things about the battles that we face, they're all different. That's the beauty of it. Even when you feel like you may be at your lowest moment, you feel like you may be at your weakest moment, your most vulnerable time, there is still beauty in the grayness or the dark spots of what you may feel you are going through at that time. And it's a continuous battle of wanting more. And that's what I find myself struggling with at times. I'm pretty sure many of us could relate to our own stories, which we can use as motivation because we are still here today to tell those stories. So we made it through that battle. We made it through that battle. We got through those dark and sad and tired and dreary moments where it felt like it was raining every day and the sun was nowhere in sight, or as if we had over 10,000 pounds on our backs. And at the moment, we couldn't get up. We kept coming up and just slowly trying to drag our legs up from under us, from where we had all this weight on our backs and our shoulders, but we couldn't never get up. But you're here with me today. So you got up. It doesn't matter how fast you got up. If you got up as soon as that weight hit your back, or if it took you a couple of days, a couple of hours, a couple of days, or if it took you a year to get back up, or if you're still in that process of getting up. None of that matters because, as I said earlier, this is your story. This is your war. This is your battle. So encourage it, embrace it, lift yourself up. It's going to be times when that weight is just unbearable. And it's okay to ask a friend to, hey, can you give me a hand? Can you help me get up? I need you right now in this moment. And even if nobody comes to assist you, you're not going to stop trying to lift yourself back up to your feet. I remember I constantly think about, when while speaking on that, the thought of one of my favorite movies, Hercules, came into mind. And not the one with The Rock in it, but the actual one from my time period when I was a child, the cartoon. And he had to catch a big boulder that was falling, and it was coming on him, and he had all that weight on his shoulders to protect the what were actually his enemies, but they were posing as kids. That's an entirely different topic that we will get into. But he lifted the boulder up off of his shoulders and lifted it into the air with both hands above his head, and he tossed it away. That's how you have to do with your hard times or your battles, you know, with those moments and the wars and all of this good stuff that we go through and face. Each day, each moment, each week is a continuous battle that you must continue to fight and push through and have new breakthroughs in order to lift your foot and lift your legs and get your feet back up under you, so that way you can have your moment where you're lifting the rock or the boulder or the weight off of your shoulders with both arms fully extended, standing tall on all 10 toes, and you're able to toss that boulder away and keep going in your battle. One thing that most people don't understand is that when you're facing a battle, your enemy is also planning as to how to attack you. In the military, they call it a flank, from the left flank or the right flank, you know. And your enemy often tries to flank you because they know that you are too powerful to come face on with. You are too strong to be encountered head to head, or they don't want you to see them coming up with their attack plan on you, because they know that when you see it, due to the power that you are holding inside of you, you might not even know how powerful you are yet. And that is a scary thing. That is a scary moment, but it's also something to motivate you to prepare to unlock, because you have so much potential that you do not know. Like, you don't even see it yet. You have yet to unlock it. Even if you are already successful, there is still another level for you to get to. But your enemy is so afraid to look you in your eyes before they attempt to attack you, because they see all of that potential within you, that they will try to create ways to where they can come from the backside or sneak up from the side angle or catch you while you're asleep, to just want to come at you and to attack you, and in an attempt to destroy you or dissipate you and try to break you down. And you cannot allow that. Even when that moment comes, you can't allow that attack to go through. Even if by the time you respond to that attack, you are already taking in bullets. You are already getting hit. You're getting pulled back. You're getting dragged back to a point and a moment to where you feel as if you don't know what to do at that moment. The thing that you must do is rely on the energy and the strength that you've built up from the past battles that you faced. You cannot allow this new battle to kill you after you've made it through all of these other battles. I don't know about anybody else, but we've all faced hard times and we were lost, as if I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't see where or how I'm going to get through this moment. I can't see it. I can't possibly even think of how this is going to get through. The funny thing about it is that those moments happen 5 days ago, 5 weeks ago, 5 months ago, 5 years ago. And you're still here. Use that energy and those moments and those situations to fuel you to get through this blindside attack that came out of nowhere. You can correlate this into life by saying a loved one suddenly died and you don't know how you're going to get over it. Or all of a sudden you were laid off from your job, or a sickness came up which caused you to miss out on the opportunity of a lifetime. You can tie it into so many different things and opportunities and moments from within your life to see that you are not the same person that you were last week, last month, last year. You've gotten through those battles, the numerous battles that you've been through, you've gotten through them. So as you continue to grow, so will your challenges. As you continue to grow, so will your challenges. As you get stronger and you win each and every battle that comes your way, you will start to face challenges, bigger battles, bigger oppositions, bigger things that are trying to take you out, to get you to stop. Those negative thoughts that you hear in your mind, that it sounds like somebody's whispering in your ear while you're asleep or while you're at work or just sitting in the silence trying to simply meditate. Those negative sounds that you hear, they're going to start to get louder. It's going to start sounding as if somebody's talking to you and just having a regular conversation with you. Because the opposition knows that you have become stronger. You can't lose the battles. The simple battles are too easy for you to face or even you to worry about now. So they try to speak louder, whether it's a coworker or whether it's a family member or even if it's just yourself. Those thoughts come louder into your mind. And you have to understand that when those thoughts, those persons, those family, those so-called friends start to put these negative thoughts into your head, because as I said, when you are growing, these challenges grow as well, and they get louder. Stop it. Step away from it. All of these things are starting to hit you again. It's as if you're in a boxing match and you have both your hands tied behind your back, and now all you're trying to do is dodge. All you can do to protect yourself is dodge these punches, dodge the body blows. You have no way to protect your face. All of these things are going to happen. But they also happen right when you are about to break through, right when you're about to lift that boulder up off of your shoulders and toss it. All of these things start to happen again. It all happens every day we face it. You might not know it right now, but somebody's planning to come from your blind side and try to take you down. You have to continue to want more, which is a constant battle. It is. I deal with it every day. When I'm worn out from work or working out or working with my podcast and other groups back in the States, I wake up tired the next day off of maybe 3 to 5 hours of rest. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't want to, you know, continue on sometimes. I face these challenges too. That's why I'm telling you about it, because all I can do is I know somebody else is going through it. So I'm just giving it to you from my perspective and how I try and continue to push forward, even when times do get tiring or I am worn out. But the war, what wars are you facing? What is your war, and what strategies are you building to win? Have you thought about the things that you must do in order to win your war? And I understand that I'm saying war, but what I mean is your goals. Let's change the objective here. What goals do you want? How do you plan on getting there? And what strategies are you building up to win? I've never set a goal or went into a war, I'll say, without having a plan as to how I'm going to attack if I'm getting rushed by 3 to 5 different people, or how I'm going to escape if I'm placed in a situation, or how I'm going to place myself on the offense when I see an opportunity open. When I see that door open, how am I going to get through it before that door is secured? And I think a lot of us, we like to move in into places where we can see. But I'll tell you, due to my religious beliefs, and I follow the word of God, I am a Christian man. There's been numerous times where I've been in the dark. I could not see how I was going to even take a step. But there's something called faith that you have to have. Even if you don't follow the same religious beliefs as I do, you have faith in something. Whether if that faith is placed within yourself or another belief of yours, you have faith in something that's going to guide you out. Now, what people get misconstrued with is this. They believe that the faith that they have, whether if it's just solely within themselves or within God, that all they have to do is just say a couple of words and that's just magically going to fix the situation. But I'll tell you this, you won't be able to move anywhere in that dark place if you don't put in half of the work to go along with or to coincide with what you're speaking as well. Oh, well, yeah, I want to be the best motivational speaker. I want to get my podcast to an entirely new level to where I have hundreds of thousands and maybe even millions of followers who and people who know me. And I want people to hear my podcast. I want people to request me everywhere for me to come and do a public speaking and motivational speaking and just to be there and greet people as well. Or I want to be an A-plus student. I want to be a 4.0 college grad, all of these things. Yes, it is so easy to say, but what have you done verbally to do these or to get yourself into these places? Those are challenges. Those are your wars. Those are the wars that you and the battle that you want to conquer. You say these things as to where you want to go verbally. But what are you doing to thrust yourself into these positions? I'll tell you one thing. A little over a month ago now, I was facing a challenge with someone that I really do love and care for. And it blindsided me, honestly, because they saw faults in myself that I honestly didn't see from the outside perspective. So when I was given this challenge, and this challenge made me work, and I'm still working each and every day, but this challenge made me work very hard. It pushed me in ways that I have never been pushed before, and it made me fight for something that I've never had before as well. So until I realized my faults, I wasn't able to work on them. And sometimes we do have to have someone come and tell you, hey, look, you're good at what you do. Like, you're good here in these areas. But on this side, I'm not gonna lie to you, you suck. You're trash. And if you don't fix this, we're going to have to go with another option. That can be said to you at work. That can be said to you personally. You can say it to yourself. You know you better than anybody else does. Now, although other people do have the opportunity to observe these faults, maybe before you do, because they're looking at you from a different perspective, be accepting to it. You can't sit back and become, defensive because someone is trying to help you improve yourself. So that was my gray area that I was battling, right? And I'm still battling because at the end of the day, I intend to be the best Jacob that I can be. I intend to be the best me. I don't care about what anybody else is doing. I don't care about what they may have or any of those factors. That's completely irrelevant to me. But what I do care about is when someone encounters me, or I'm dealing with someone, or I have someone in my life, that I give them the best of me each and every day, and it never switches up. When you go into your wars, or the small battles within your wars, you have to give the best version of yourself each and every day. Now, granted, the version from Monday should not be as good as the version on Wednesday. And the version on Wednesday should not be as good as the version on Friday. But when you start to face these challenges and you have somebody constantly behind you, pushing you, or if you're already with your back on the wall, you have nowhere else to go but forward. You can't move anywhere else but forward. So when you're in the middle of your battle and you feel like the enemy has completely surrounded you, they have completely surrounded you with nothing but weapons around you, and they tell you as soon as you move that they are going to fire, you are in a dark place. You're in a moment where you may feel as if you cannot get out. But if you have that faith within yourself and you step forward and continue to move and do everything that you can to get out of there, I guarantee you, you can. The battle, the true battle overall, is against you. It's you against yourself. You are the deciding factor into winning or losing your battles, your war, getting out of bed, becoming a better you, and pushing forward towards your goals. You are the deciding factor. Now, you can be either the piece of machinery that ends everything and completely obliterates your opponent, or you can be the one piece that just breaks everything apart. And now you lose. So to tie that into your life aspect, or to give you a better look at it, I'll give it to you like this. If you don't get up and get to it each and every day, things are going to get worse before they get better. And I'm not telling you this by something that I've heard or something that I believe to be true. I'm telling you this because it's happened to me. I've been in this place to where, yes, although I was saying these daily affirmations, and although I may have been praying for circumstances to change, my circumstances to change, or either my, income, or me to pass a test that I did not study for, it didn't mean shit, honestly. It didn't mean anything because of the simple fact I wasn't putting in the work. That's like me going to my employer and saying, hey, I'm demanding a $55 raise on my hourly salary. And if I'm not given that, I will quit. Now, how stupid would I sound to come in there asking for a $55 raise? Or, all right, we'll make it realistic here. Let's say a 5% raise. Since cost of living goes up by 5% every year, 5 to 7, we'll say. Let's say an 8% raise. But I'm not doing 8% more than my peers. I'm not doing my standard job plus another 8%. Now, why would I go in there and ask for an additional 8% of my salary when I'm not meeting my supervisor or my bosses halfway? They're going to literally laugh me out of the door, get all of my supplies from my job, and tell me that, hey, we'll find somebody who will work for the salary that we have them going for. You will literally get laughed at And honestly, I mean, I know it's crazy, but that's one of the probably the best situations that I could use to tie into this, because so many people feel as if that they are undervalued, but they're giving you undervalued work. So how can you tell me that you're of value, but you're doing undervalued work? If you want to name your price, but you're not getting paid that price yet, before you're able to get paid for that price, you need to go somewhere else or start doing the work for that price and of that value. And then after doing it for time on end, then maybe you can figure something out and go in there and ask for that raise. But up until that moment, why would you do something like that? People want the quick route so fast without putting in any effort or any work for it. At the end of the day, you are either in your way or making a way. And it's numerous ways, as I've explained, for you to make your way. One of them is just doing it. Just get up and do it. Who can tell you no? Who's going to literally stop you? Everybody can claim that they can't be stopped. They won't be stopped. And all of these words that sound good. But you literally can be stopped. The question to it, the opposing question to that is, are you going to stop yourself? Because that's the only person that can stop you. It doesn't matter how many no's or any of that that you get. If you want something bad enough and you're truly down to go for it, it doesn't matter what anybody tells you. You're definitely going to get it. And unless you stop yourself, you have to build your army. It's an army of one. That one is yourself. So what I'd like for you to do right now is take a moment and look at yourself in the mirror and say this. Or either just, you don't even have to look at yourself in the mirror, but just speak to yourself and say, I am my army. I will not stop myself. Even if I don't see a path, I will create one. I will not be stopped. You say that to yourself however many times you need to. You live by that. You follow that and continue to have your faith. And you will soon win the battle and overall eventually win your war. Continue to keep fighting. Continue to keep pressing on, regardless of however hard your difficult challenges may seem to be. You are going to make it through. You have no choice, no other option. People are depending on you. You are depending on you, regardless of if you have nobody else. You are depending on you. You must see it through. You must press through. You must lift yourself up. Get that boulder off of your shoulders. Get rid of the excess weight that is on you. Stop carrying it and push it off. Toss it away and push through. You are too valuable. You have too many blessings and gifts inside of you that you have yet to even see. You have so much potential that no one even knows about yet. You don't even know about it yet. So why are you sitting here moping around because you're going through a hard moment? Don't stop yourself. It's too much talent inside of you. It's too many people that have let their talent rot. Don't be another one. Press through, keep going, and lift the weight off of you. Peace.